What is going on, everyone? This is a Family Divided podcast, and I am your host, Kyle Gagliardi. And my co-host is my family, my blood, my cousin, Tyler Walk Tyler.
What's up, cuz? How's it going? It's football season once again. I'm excited to be here. We were going to cancel the show. Now we're back. We have to do this. We got to get the people their records. We got to get the people to make fun of us because we make terrible decisions sometimes. So I'm excited to do this, and I'm excited to bring in our third party as well, wherever he's at, if he's even back yet. You know,
he
back.
Said somebody's picking up something from his place. Don't know when he'll be with us, but I'm sure it'll be soon. Zach Nickel is the one that will be joining us. We announced it on our socials. I know we're not active, but we do still have a Twitter or X account at Fam Divided Pod. So, like we talked about before the show, Tyler, we are retired. We are a retired podcast, but I think it would be okay for us to occasionally pop in and pop out. What do you think?
I'm always fine with that. We're definitely retired. I'm more so retired than you. I'm just here for the football, man. That's what I'm here for. That's all I got.
I think that's what everybody's here for. Just if you didn't see anything on the old OTSN social media account, you see it on the ticker on the bottom. The Overtime Sports Network is no longer a thing. That obviously being the network that hosted our podcast and many others. There used to be a blog and all that good stuff, but we had a good run, 5 to 6 years. It's going to be rebranded into the Main Event Wrestling Podcast Network, which I'm very excited to get going. If you guys don't know that, I'm a huge wrestling fan. That is definitely my number one passion. I would say probably the thing I know the most about, Tyler. I think you can attest to that as well from being around me. And I mean, me watching wrestling.
You're 100% a mark. It's not even a question. Like, you just know it's wrestling sayings, it's wrestling innuendos, like wrestling inside jokes almost 24/7. The moment I see you, I'm like, well, what do we got today? And then you got yelling LA Knight. It's all the time. And I'm not as big as a wrestling fan, but I keep up with it. So
you do keep up with it and you respect it, which I appreciate. Yeah. So yeah. OTSN is no longer this stream on OTSN's YouTube. I believe this YouTube is still going to remain a thing for March to Madness, which is the college basketball show that we do. So everything at OTSN is getting rebranded. So this is one last ride for us, and it's very fitting that the flagship show of Family Divided is the last show to broadcast here on OTSN. Tyler, I still don't see Nickel down there. Do you see him at all?
I can't see not have I don't have that. I don't have that.
Yeah, I still don't see him down there, and I don't really want to start our predictions without him. So at least give me something. Give me a hot take, maybe somebody, a Dark Horse MVP, maybe a Dark Horse MVP candidate going into this season.
I think a Dark Horse – God, you're only a Dark Horse MVP candidate. My Dark Horse MVP candidate would be Derek Carr from the
– That's a Dark Horse.
Just because their schedule's so easy, and if he finds a way to – get both Olave, and if some by miracle Michael Thomas plays 17 games, he's got a good 1-2 punch with those two. Plus, he loves Juwan Johnson right now. So, I think, and here's a spoiler, they're going to make the playoffs. I can't, unless Tampa's defense is really that good, but it's been a lot of Tampa buzz lit, which it is. It's been a lot of Tampa buzz lately. I just don't believe it. So, I don't believe they have the offensive fortitude to keep the ball out of the defensive hands. So,
yeah, we'll talk about the NFC in the second half of this podcast. The way we're going to do things, if you've listened to Family Divided in the past, it's kind of the same structure. We're going to start with the AFC, go division by division, give us our record predictions for each team, say a little bit about of the reasons why maybe they are in the spot that we have them at. Maybe with for some reason somebody has the Packers going 0-17. I want to hear your reasoning behind it. I don't think that's going to happen, but that's how we do things around here. But I think the man with the plan is ready to go down below. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Family Divided Podcast. It is Zach Nickel. Nickel, how the hell are you?
It's going. It's been a busy last week, so I'm finally on, ready to go, ready to talk football. I can't believe it starts tomorrow. I'm ready to go.
So were you selling drugs a little bit ago? You said somebody was picking up something from your place.
No, it was for work. It was for work. Yeah, it was Aaron's brother-in-law. So,
Okay, that makes sense then. I can connect those dots right there. Nickel, I asked Tyler this question. I want to ask you the same thing. I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot. If you were to give me an individual player, a dark horse candidate for the MVP this season, who's the guy you're keeping an eye on?
Dark horse MVP.
He said Derek Carr, which is pretty dark horse.
That's very dark horse.
Yeah.
This is on the spot because I haven't even really thought about this. I have my MVP ready because I know you usually talk about that, but dark horse. I mean, it has to be a quarterback.
We could go with Sean's answer and say Anthony Richardson.
No, I'm not saying that. I won't even put him for rookie of the year, honestly.
The guy might not survive.
Why are you saying he has a bad offensive line?
I'm just saying he's in trouble.
Well, this is a very appropriate top. This is a very
I gotta think about that. I gotta really think about the dark horse one because I can't even think of someone on the top of my head.
You could have just said Justin Fields because that's what
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
he's not winning. All that money that went to Vegas is being burned right now.
I'll give you a dark horse MVP candidate, Tua. That's my guy this year. If he stays healthy, Tua's my dark horse.
Brock Purdy.
Okay.
That's very dark, too.
I mean, yeah, because he's really not known for passing quite yet. He's kind of just a game manager. But whatever, let's get to things here because we got a lot to talk about. We're going to start with the AFC, like I said, specifically the AFC North. This obviously led by the Bengals, who won this division last year, a team that's probably the heavy favorite in the AFC alongside the Chiefs going into this season as well. Tyler, I will let you start us off. Let's work from 4-1. Give me each team's record and a little bit of the reason why.
I mean, this is just a crapshoot as a division. This division is tough to pick. I have the AFC North in last place at 9-8. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they still finish over 500. They still find a way. I'm really liking their defense and Kenny Pickett at quarterback, at the leader he's becoming.
You're a Kenny Pickett believer then.
I'm a Kenny Pickett believer. I think he's ready to take the next step. I just think the AFC is really tough, and they're going to have to win a lot of tough games.
Great preseason from him.
I know. Great preseason.
Yeah.
Great. But after that, I've got the Cleveland Browns at 9-8. I mean, they have to – if it's not now, it's going to be another – it's got to be now. It's not never.
It's going to be another rebuild.
Yeah, it's either they don't get it together now, but I think they have the weapons. I mean, Deshaun Watson – didn't look like he was having fun last year. Obviously, there was a lot of shit going on, so maybe he finds the way to just go out there and play football because it didn't look like he was playing football last year. He had the other things on his mind, and they still have a good defense. And I also massage parlors. I have them both at 9-8. And then in second place, getting in the last spot in the playoffs, I have the Cincinnati Bengals at 11-6.
The last place in the playoffs going to the Bengals?
Yeah, at 11-6.
Wow.
Okay. I like Joe Burrow. Obviously, I'm worried about his knee. I haven't heard anything if he was playing. Does anyone hear?
Said he's good to go.
Yeah.
He's good to go. Their defense still worries me a little bit. I think they're going to start off slow with the schedule. It's just going to be just like last year, but they're going to hit a stretch in the middle of the year where they're going to be able to win like 5 or 6 in a row because of the schedule they have. And then in first place, I really like the Ravens at 12-5. I feel this is a Lamar Jackson make or break year. He just got paid. He's got Mark Andrews. They're adding weapons. I mean, this is it. Like, this has got to be his year to come out and play just like an MVP he did a couple years ago, or they're going to start looking at that contract and going, did we make a mistake? Because if they don't do it, then I worry about their defense a little bit, but I feel like they're going to outscore a lot of opponents this year because I feel like that's what the AFC is. You need to outscore everyone in the AFC because they all have good offenses and good quarterbacks.
Yeah, and this division has to be one of the better divisions, I think, in football going into this season, at least on paper. Obviously, things could change. Tyler's got the Ravens in first place, Nickel. Let's hear what your NFC North is looking like here.
Yeah, this is a very tough division. You look at the Browns' depth chart and roster, I think they have some talent on this team, but someone's going to have to come in last, and I think it's going to be the Browns at 8-9. Deshaun Watson, he didn't look great last year. You'd think he would look better this year, but we have to wait and see on that one. So right now I just have to put the Browns in last place. The Steelers, I have right above them at 9-8. This is a team, though, that could probably surprise this year, especially if Kenneth Pickett is what he's supposed to be. They have the weapons of Deontay Johnson and George Pickens and Faramuth at tight end. Their offensive line kind of concerns me, but I think their defense too is also pretty good. So they could get surprised, but the AFC's tough. So I still have them only winning 9 games. Second place, I have the Ravens at 11-6. You know, Lamar Jackson stays healthy. This should be easily a playoff team. Question is does he just stay healthy? You know, he wasn't healthy last year and the Ravens kind of fell off a little bit, but I like their defense. You know, he's got some receivers this year in OBJ. They just drafted Zay Flowers. So I like the Ravens this year, but I think the Bengals are still going to come on top in this division. I have them going 12-5. Really like them this year. So, you know, Joe Burrow, if he's healthy, you have Jamar Chase, Mixon's still good. Their defense, I think, even got any better. So I have them going 12-5 and winning this division.
So that's interesting because Tyler thinks the defense got worse over the offseason. You think they got better. I tend to lean towards better.
I think, you know, they addressed it in the draft. You know, they got DJ Turner. He's a corner out of Michigan. You know, they finally got rid of Eli Apple. I think that was their weak spot there. Yeah, they lost Jesse Bates. I know that, but they still have two solid safeties in the back to back him up. I love their defense a lot. You know, DJ Reader, a lot of people don't know him, but he's a nose tackle. He puts up good numbers. You know, Trey Hendrickson off the edge.
I know that name.
So, Sam, you know, and also the linebackers, Logan Wilson and Pratt, you know, the great linebackers. So I don't think it's probably maybe the same as last year, but I don't think they got worse. But I still like their defense going into this year.
I don't even think the defense is going to matter when you're putting up 35 to 42 points a game. And that's the kind of offense I see out of Cincinnati this year. Nickel, my division looks a lot like yours here for the NFC North. I have the Browns in last place. At 7-10, if they were in any other division, it was kind of like what you guys were saying. It's just some team has to be at the bottom. They probably would have a better record, but just the way the schedule shook out, I got them at 7-10. Their running game is going to be strong. I just don't see Deshaun Watson being the guy he once was in Houston. I think he's completely lost it. So I think the Browns get last, and then they end up rebuilding everything once again. In third place, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers at 9-8. This seems to be a common record for them. But I think they are the definition of average. I think Kenny Pickett is an average quarterback. I will wait and see if he can, you know, make the big-time plays. I'm not quite sold on him yet. Najee Harris, you know, he's going to get a lot of volume, but realistically, he's not that great of a runner. I think his yards per game are towards the bottom in the NFL. Yeah, it's very bad. So good defense, going to be competitive. 9-8 is how I see them shaking out. And then right in front of them, I have a rival of theirs, the Baltimore Ravens, at 10-7. For the reasons you guys said, I think Zay Flowers is the big X factor. I don't think OBJ is going to be doing much. You know, he's been active for a couple years. I think he's just kind of, you know, going to be a veteran there on a young receiving core that Lamar Jackson has. And he obviously still has Mark Andrews, who he's going to target the hell out of. So I have them going 10-7. And then in first place, to me, I think they are the best team in the NFL. I have them finishing with the best record this year. I have the Cincinnati Bengals going 13-4. Joe Burrow, if he stays healthy, which he probably will, I think he's going to win the MVP this year. I think this is the Bengals year. Everybody's all over them, but they're just that good. They're that explosive. So I'm going to go with the Bengals here to win the AFC North, finishing 13-4, which then will take us to a division that's not as competitive as the AFC North. We're going to go to the very young AFC South. Nickel, I will let you start off this division. I think Sean Lisa, you know, diehard Colts fan, is still watching us live right now, so be careful with your predictions.
Well, I don't have the Colts in last. I still have the Texans in last, going 5-12. They did a lot of offseason. You know, they got the two top picks of last year's draft, got CJ Stroud, Will Anderson. They got some nice offseason pieces and free agency. Dalton Schultz went there. You know, has a good offensive line, got Devin Singletary to back up Damian Pierce. You know, I think they're another year offseason. I think in another draft, they could probably push for the playoffs next year if CJ Stroud is what he's supposed to be.
Develops. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but I can't see him really doing anything this year. And then in second to last, I have the Colts going 6-11. I just think as a whole, this roster still needs a lot of work. You know, you have Anthony Richardson, who wasn't really a proven passer in college football. So I think it's going to take for, you know, time for him to develop, if anything. And usually teams with rookie quarterbacks, you know, don't really do that much. So I just really don't like them this year. I really don't think, you know, they have Pittman, Alec Pierce. I mean, the offensive line is deteriorating by the year. So not just really a fan of them this year.
And probably gonna lose Jonathan Taylor after week 4.
That's true. So, you know, JT's not there anymore either. Second place in the division, I have the Tennessee Titans. I actually have them with the
Has he gone robo for you?
He did. He's gone.
Oh, you lost him too. All right, I'll let him figure out the connection issues going on over there. We apologize. Nickel was saying the Tennessee Titans are going to be a second place team. I do not know what their record would be. So we'll go back to him once he figures out that connection. I'll start then. I'll go with last place. It's the same as Nickel. It's the Houston Texans. I'm a big fan of CJ Stroud. I think he is the answer in Houston. Obviously, we won't really know for sure until he takes the field. Well, hold on. We got one more comment. It might be a funny one, so I'm going to pull out. Sean said he kicked him out after the Colts comments. So there we go. Nickel is kicked out due to Sean Calise's antics. So, yeah, I have the Texans in last place, a couple years away from competing. I have them going 4-13. I'm in agreement with Nickel again with the third-place team. I have the Indianapolis Colts finishing in third with the same record at 6-11. It doesn't seem like they have it all together right now. Jonathan Taylor wants a new contract. He's not getting it. He's their best player. That's going to affect a lot of things in-house. Anthony Richardson, we don't know what he's going to be. That's the big question mark. Nicholas was talking about it. He really didn't do much at Florida. He has a strong arm. He has running ability, and he's huge. So if they're able to use him in the run play action, I think he could be successful. So, I'm not going to sit here and say he's a bust. We haven't seen the guy play. I just don't think it's their year to compete quite yet. So I have the Colts going 6-11. In second place, I have the Tennessee Titans going 8-9. Another team that, to me, is just mid. Everywhere they're mid. Derrick Henry is still great. I love their running attack there. But I'm not sure what they are going to do at quarterback. What's the over-under on wins, Sean asked, on the Colts? Do you know that answer by chance, Tyler?
I will look it up for you, so I'll do a little bit of research while I'm doing this.
Something tells me it's going to be like 6.5, and I haven't met 6. So if that's the case, it's going to be a close one. But, yeah, the Tennessee Titans mid. DeAndre Hopkins.
It is 6.5.
Okay, so I will take the under on that.
I will also take the under.
DeAndre Hopkins is going to be good. You know, he's a special talent. It's just, I don't know who's going to be the quarterback, like I was saying. So I think they go 8-9. They pick up 8 wins just because they're in a shit division. And then the clear cut favorite is probably the Jacksonville Jaguars. I have them finishing in first place once again, going 11-6. It helps being in the AFC South. Otherwise, I think the Jaguars would be competing for a playoff spot probably in every other division. They have made the right moves. The coaching staff is great. It's solidified now. Trevor Lawrence seems to be the guy. You see him in the background. They're putting him on the cover of shit. So he's obviously something. I think the Jaguars are going to be a solid team. I have them going 11-6 and winning the AFC South. Tyler, what about you?
So in last place, I think it's the same order, just the records are all going to be a way off for you guys. So the Houston Texans, I got at 3-14 as one of the worst teams in the league. I do like what D'Amico Ryans is putting together there. I mean, they did trade this year's pick and went literally all in on CJ Stroud and Will Anderson to get those two players in the draft. So they wanted to get those two. So they're building their foundation between this last year's draft. So they have to start. I mean, obviously it's going to take a couple more drafts. I do like Derek Stingley Jr. in the secondary. I like Damian Pierce and the wide receiver. There's a couple of things I do like about the Houston Texans offense, but I don't see them really flourishing quite yet. You might see things here and there, like a couple of good offenses perform. They might surprise some people because I have them from 3-6 wins, So I have them like in the middle. So there was a couple of games where I'm like, I think they can sneak this guy. I think they can win this game. But
so you're saying the Texans are going to be a bad team, but competitive.
I think they're going to be more competitive than people give them credit for. Yeah, I think that's – I have a feeling that they might not finish in last, but I have them in last right now. So I just – I couldn't really find the wins on the schedule. I'm not ballsy enough to make those picks. But in third place, I have the Colts with the same record at 3-14. Again, anywhere from 3 to 6.
3-14?
3-14. That's why I'm right here with Sean. I'm going with the under. I don't know where they're going to get their points besides Anthony Richardson running all for his life. And they've had some defensive secondary issues as well. So I don't know. I just don't like their team at all. I think they're getting older. And they're also in a rebuilding. Like, their wide receivers are Pittman, Josh Downs, and Alec Pierce.
Yeah.
Not the great. And you don't have Jonathan Taylor anymore, who was your bell cow. That might give you a couple more wins there here because he was literally I have to game plan for him. And now you're just game planning for Anthony Richardson.
I would have loved to have seen what Richardson and Taylor could accomplish. I would love to have seen what those two accomplish if they got to play together. But obviously, we're not going to see that. And Sean said 3 wins by week 4. You mean? I don't think you mean that.
Yeah, I don't think he means it either. But in second place, I have a little bit more respect on the Tennessee Titans. I have them at 11-6, barely missing the playoffs. They were right there. They lost the tiebreaker.
11-6 and missing. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they were 8-3 last year before they fell apart. Injuries literally decimated this team. And they always go back. You always go back and look at the Chiefs game where they took them to overtime with Malik Willis and no fucking offense. This team can still play. Like, they still have a good defense. They still have a manageable quarterback in Tannehill. They still have Derrick Henry. And it's Treylon Burks and DeAndre Hopkins now. So maybe they can find a way to get that offense rolling again. If they don't, their record's
not going to be healthy. Is Burks healthy? I haven't kept up. Do we know?
He's on the depth chart. I don't see any sort of designation next to him right now.
He must be good, though.
But, yeah, I have them at 11-6, just missing. I think people are down on them for no reason, especially since they fell apart with all the injuries they had last year. But the problem is I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to take another step. They're going to go 12-5 and make the playoffs and win the division. I like their additions with Calvin Ridley. Their offense already had Christian Kirk and Zay Jones. Adding another backup running back and Tank Bigsby in the draft is going to help. Their offensive line is getting better. Their defense is still questionable, but they're working on it. But they might not need to because they're in the same boat. If you score points in the AFC, you're going to win games. If your defense is manageable, you're going to win games, and that's all they need to do. So I have them at 12-5, but they can easily go 9-8 and miss the playoffs. That's how crazy the AFC is right now.
I almost forgot about the Calvin Ridley addition coming back from suspension. I know I was eyeing him in a couple of my fantasy drafts. But I totally blanked on it when I was doing these predictions. It's going to be fun to watch his connection with Lawrence grow. Nickel, I believe you're on your second place when you got cut out, so I'll let you continue where you left off.
Yeah, I was talking about the Titans. So I have them going 9-8. And kind of like how Tyler was saying when I picked up, you know, they were right there, and they lost a lot of games the last month or two just because of injuries and everything. So I think if Tannehill is still serviceable, you know, you still have Derrick Henry. Like I said, DeAndre Hopkins comes in. You know, they built up their offensive line a little bit better, drafted Peter Skorowski in the first pick, their first pick. So, yeah, defense, that's a huge issue for the Titans, but I have them at 9-8, just missing the playoffs. And then I have the Jaguars, I believe going 11-6. Yeah, 11-6. you know, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to take that next step. Calvin Ridley, if he's anything like he was 2 years ago, you know, that's a huge get, especially with that wide receiver room already. And then, you know, ETN, Bigsby as their backs is pretty good. I think it's just the interior defensive line. And if their secondary can hold up, you know, CJ Henderson, he's actually one of the best corners in the NFL. A lot of people don't talk about him. So, you know, their defense could take the next step too. I think they should easily win this division.
Yeah, I definitely think they should easily win it. Tyler doesn't think so. He thinks it's going to be closer than we think. But, yeah, it seems like the Jaguars' division to lose going into the season. Let's move over to the AFC East. I'll start things off here and go to last place with the New England Patriots. Yes, it's weird to say that with Bill Belichick still as the head coach of the Patriots, but this is a really talented division. And if the division can stay healthy, especially the Dolphins, look out. Because there are three teams in this division that I firmly believe could win the Super Bowl. The Pats are not one of those teams, but I do like the addition of Bill O'Brien on offense. They get Zeke to take some carries from Stevenson from time to time. Juju's not what he used to be. I'm not high on him. I don't like their weapons, at least that receiver. Defense is going to play well. They always play well. I think they're still strong.
Did you hear about Juju?
No.
ACL is like barely hanging on or something like that.
Oh,
like,
nice.
I remember seeing a report on Juju. I'll look it up real quick so I give you it.
My tier this year.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Like, Nostradamus walk over here is calling an injury for Juju.
Oh, former Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster's knee could explode at any moment is a report 2 days ago.
Is that bad Juju putting that out there?
Oh wow!
I mean, that's what it's on. That's on multiple sites. Oh Jesus Christ!
Come on,
I'm going on mute.
Took Tyler a while for that one.
That was a good one.
Going on mute.
Patriots at 7-10 in last place. In third place, and these three teams will be making the playoffs in my predictions, the New York Jets. So the Jets are going to, you know, break that postseason streak of losing. 12 years, I believe, is the most in professional sports right now. So, yeah, it would be a monumental moment there for them to reach the playoffs. So I have them going 11-6. It's a very hard schedule. Obviously, this is a completely different team than last year as well with Aaron Rodgers leading the charge. Let's not forget, Aaron Rodgers did not play that well last season. He really was not the reason the Packers won those 8 games. You know, so I don't see him making a huge jump from last year. I do think it's going to be better because he's got better weapons. Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall out of the backfield. You have many wide receivers to target. I love their defense. Their defense is definitely top tier. Could be a top 5 defense going into the season. Just with how the schedule panned out, they ended up getting third place at 11-6. In second place, also at 11-6, I have the Buffalo Bills. The Bills, notoriously, the last few years have been one of, if not the best, regular season team. And I see that sort of continuing this year. They lost a little bit. Still got a good pickup with Dalton Kincaid at tight end. I think he's going to emerge as the tight end one over Dawson Knox this season. I think he's a special talent. And they still got all those weapons, Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen. Von Miller started the season, though, on the IR. That's going to hurt a little bit, but he's not getting any younger. So who really knows what the impact will be when he does get healthy. I have the Bills going 11-6, finishing in second place. And then to the surprise of probably a lot of you, I have the Miami Dolphins winning the AFC East going 11-6. Yes, three teams in the AFC East finishing at 11-6, but the tiebreaker goes to the Miami Dolphins. We have said this already multiple times, and I'm going to say it again, but this might be the biggest if Tua can stay healthy, the Dolphins, I believe, can make a run. They brought in Jalen Ramsey. He gets hurt. He'll come back in the back half of the season, hopefully. Their defense has gotten a little better this offseason. They still have the explosiveness of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And don't forget, they could still trade for a guy like Jonathan Taylor after week 4. That's something to keep an eye on for sure. I love the Miami Dolphins this year. I have them finishing in first place, Tyler.
Well, you have them in first. I will go, obviously, I mean, our last place team is the exact same. So I have the Patriots also in last at 8-9. I think they're just not on offense. I can't really find anything besides Bill Belichick giving him just any sort of juice there. But obviously, Bill O'Brien's a good addition because they had a defensive coordinator last year call the plays. Not the greatest thing in the world, but I do like their defense still, which is going to make them super competitive. Obviously, Belichick's a mastermind. They just really need to figure out if Mac Jones is the guy.
He's not.
Is it going to be Matt Corral, who they just picked up? So we'll see what happens there. So I have them at 8-9. At 10-7 in third place, I have the Miami Dolphins. I do not trust if Tua is going to stay healthy all year. I do like their defense. I obviously like the addition of Jalen Ramsey. But
sorry to cut you off. I don't know if I mentioned it, but Vic Fangio is now the defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins, and I think that's going to help.
That's cool. I mean, Vic's got his chance. He had his chance in Denver. He had his chance in Chicago. He caught lightning in a bottle in Chicago. Let's never forget what happened after he left. So, because he didn't do very good in Denver. But
as a head coach,
but still a defensive master.
He was a good defensive coordinator.
Right.
He was.
Ooh, I got my draft going on right now too in the background. I'll see what's going on. But I just don't trust Tua is going to stay healthy at all. That's just not going to happen, period. So, and in second place, I have both teams are going with 13-4. I don't know which one's going to finish in first, but with the tiebreakers, one got it on the other. So I have the Bills in second place, making the playoffs at 13-4. I think their offense is just going to carry them. I'm worried a little bit about their defense having a little bit of a regression, obviously with Von Miller out. But they're still one of the team. They're the team to beat until they finally start losing games like that. But then the Jets are going to take another leap, and I think they're going to be the top seed in the AFC at 13-4. I think that's all they were missing. That's all they were missing was a quarterback, a competent quarterback. I don't even care if he's that good. He could be better than fucking pick an average quarterback. He's better than Derek Carr. That team's like 12 games last year, winning 12 games last year. So I'm going with the Jets. Play. Yeah, I'm going with the Jets as the top seed in 13-4 in the East.
Yeah, the Jets quarterback room was a shit show last year, and they still won 7 games, I think. So they definitely got the talent. AFC's for you, Nick. What's it looking like?
Yeah, I said the Pats in last place, and didn't they go like third place, I think, in the division last year? And they actually got a pretty tough schedule for a third place schedule. Especially against some of the better NFC teams. And they have the Chiefs. They have the Jets twice. They have the Bills, the Dolphins, of course, in their division. So I only have them winning 6 games. I like their defense is actually not that bad. I just, with Mac Jones and lack of weapons, I just can't see it. Ramondre Stevenson, great back, but I just, you can't run it the whole time. I don't like their offensive line. So, tough division too. Don't like them. So last place. So I have the Dolphins at 10-7. I also have the Jets at 10-7. But how my schedule played out, I have the Dolphins at second to last place, missing the playoffs. I agree with Tyler. Like Tua has one more concussion. He might have to retire. He got so bad last year with concussion wise. I think it'd be good if he retired, if he got another bad concussion, because it was not great. And once Tua was out last year, they weren't really a good football team. So yeah, you have your weapons and Waddle and Hill. Their defense still pretty decent, but it's the health of two, and I just can't see him staying fully healthy throughout the year. So, but still have him getting 10 wins. And like I said, I had the Jets also at 10-7, just getting into the playoffs as the 7th seed in the AFC. Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers makes a huge difference for the team. The only thing that concerns me about the Jets is their offensive line.
Yeah.
Rodgers played behind a great offensive line at least the last 5 years in Green Bay. This is his worst offensive line he's going to have in a long time. I wonder how his 39-year-old self can handle, being behind that bad offensive line. But I like Tyler, I think you were saying their defense is great. Defensive line is one of the best in the country. Sauce Gardner, one of the best corners in the country. So I think they're going to be right there. I think next year, maybe if they build up that offensive line, they'll be a little bit better. And then in first place, have the Bills. I don't think they're going to win 13 games again. I have them winning 11-6 because I think this division is going to be tougher than last year. Allen's, I think, a great quarterback, but I think their defense took a step back. Losing your star middle linebacker, Tremont Edmonds. I think corners are getting a little bit older. And their second, the secondary as a whole with their safeties.
Micah Hyde's hurt too, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Von Miller, he only, I think it was a bad trade. 30 plus years old, only played 5 games last year and then starting this year in the IR already. He's not the same player. So, but I still think they're good enough to win this division. So have them getting 11 wins.
Yeah, that's fair. So let's move on over to the AFC West. Tyler, I'll let you go first here. Obviously led by the defending Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. Did we lose Tyler?
No, I thought I lost you for a second. You just
You're kind of going in and out a little.
Yeah, wow. I was like, okay. I'm like, all right, but in last
that'll
place,
happen. Yeah.
So the AFC West, I would like to call this the shootout division because they're all just going to go for 30, 40 points in this division every week and not play defense. I have in last place the Las Vegas Raiders, who are actually going to go 4-13 this time. I know I said they were going to suck last year and the year before that. I still think they actually suck this year. So
just keep doing it until it happens.
Yeah, keep doing it until it happens. I do like some of their players. I mean, Jimmy G is a manageable quarterback with obviously a good running back and decent receivers. It's just they're just not playing the right way in this division to win games. Like, I can see them losing all six division games fairly easily. You're losing five out of the six. Cause I mean, I like some of their defensive components. Obviously Crosby's been one of the best edge rushers in the game, but I can't find wins on their schedule. In third place in the Denver Broncos, I got them at 6-11 in third place. Broncos country, we're not riding anymore. It's over. I have a feeling by, I don't know. I have a bold prediction. Russell Wilson's getting benched this year. That's 100% wow. happening because
who's their backup? I think
Jarrett Stidham is what I'm looking at.
Oh, wow.
So Jarrett Stidham, apparently we're getting, I got a text from Kyle. He has to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to have to steer the ship for a bit. But their receivers, obviously, Jerry Judy's always got question marks. He's hurt. He's going to be out for a while. Tim Patrick went on the IR immediately. So now your receivers are Cortland Sutton, Marvin Mims, yeah, and Brandon Johnson. Their offensive line is questionable as well. I do like Mike McGlinchey signing for our right tackle. It's just, what is Sean Payton going to bring to this team? Yeah, obviously, it's going to be leadership, but where are you winning these games? Nickel, they're going to be 6-11. I can't see them winning 8 or 9 games.
Yeah, especially in that division, let alone the AFC as a whole. So
yeah, the whole AFC is just insane right now.
Yeah,
In second place, I have them making the playoffs as one of the wild cards. The Los Angeles Chargers again, Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen. I just took Eckler with the 6th pick in this draft I'm doing right now, so I was happy with that. But Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, they have a good offensive line. I like the addition of Kellen Moore is their offensive coordinator a lot. I think it can get them a Super Bowl possibly, but no one's going to care. Their defense is obviously led by Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack. Derwin James, they're going to be there. If this could be the year, but every time I get to the playoffs and look at one of those games to pick, I'm like, well, the Chargers are going to charger and I'll pick the other team. So, but yeah. I have them going 12-5 in second place. And then in first place, no surprise here. I have the second seed, Kansas City Chiefs at 13-4. There's a couple of things I do worry about. Like, obviously, Chris Jones doesn't have a contract yet. He's not out there. That can hurt their front seven.
Big loss,
right. And their receivers are just – I don't know who the fuck their receivers are. Obviously, it's Tony Valdez-Scantley and Sky Moore and Justin Watson and Justin Ross. The problem is if none of these guys, like, step up and it's just Mahomes doing all of this stuff, they could actually take a step back. I'd be worried that they find a way to go 9-8 in this really, really tough AFC West. But I'm not gonna knock them down a peg until they show that they really need more pieces around Mahomes. Yeah. But I have them at 13-4 now. Kelsey's obviously their go-to guy. That's what I got. Nickel, what do you got for this division?
I think we have the same order, yeah, for sure. Raiders, 5-12. I think, like you said, hard to find wins for the Raiders. You know, have some decent offense pieces. Josh Jacobs, you know, he's back. Davante Adams is still one of the best receivers in the NFL. And I think Jimmy G will be serviceable. But I do not like this defense. I think other than Max Crosby, this defense is not great at all. Actually, probably one of the bottom five in the NFL. And also, you hear the Chandler Jones news that's going on. Apparently, they locked him out of the facilities and he's been losing his mind or something. Like what is going on there? So that's one of their also great defensive players. And other than that, their secondary, I think, is not great at all. So just can't see them stopping, you know, these other teams in this division, you know, especially with the Chargers and the Chiefs. That's, you need a great defense that I can't see that. And then Broncos, I feel like they're always kind of in the middle pack, but I'm going to go on the lower end after what I saw last year. I don't know what happened with Russell Wilson, but 6-11. Don't think Sean Payton's going to make that big of a difference. I think, you know, even with McGlinchey signing, their offensive line is still not that great. Their defense is getting older. I like, you know, Patrick Surtain as a corner, but other than that, not much to brag about. Bradley Chubb, I think, is a little overrated. So only have the Broncos getting 6 wins. I have the Chargers being in second place, making the first wild card in my playoffs, going 11-6. I know there's always they're always a team that's like right there that's going to make the playoffs, but they're not really more than that. And I think the same thing's going to happen this year. Yeah, I like the offense. I like the Kellen Moore coming over from Dallas. I think he was like, I'm taking that job. I'd rather have Justin Herbert than Prescott. So, but if their defense stays healthy, you know, Bosa, he went down with some injuries last year. Khalil Mack, he's on the wrong side of 30. I think he's like 31 or 32 now. Wrong side of 30, so he's probably not going to be as good. But I think they're going to be right there just like last year, you know, 11-6. And then I have the Chiefs going 13-4. I can't downgrade them because I kind of did it last year. And they're just – with Mahomes, they're going to find ways to win. I don't care if they don't have the wide receivers. Kelsey's still the go-to guy. Yeah, Jones is a big loss if they're not going to re-sign him. I mean, he's your anchor in the middle of your defense. But I like their corner, their young corners. I like their linebacking group. I like their young pass rushers. So I still have them winning the West.
Yeah, good reasoning there. I'm going to keep this quick because I wanted to keep it under an hour, but I don't think we're going to keep it under an hour, which is fine. I'm gonna agree with you guys. I have the Raiders in last place going 6-11 for the reasons you said. I don't need to elaborate on that anymore. I do disagree with you guys in a way, though, with the Broncos. I think this team does get better because of Sean Payton. I believe in Russell Wilson still. I think Russell Wilson is going to be able to figure it out. If Judy can get healthy quick, he has enough weapons to succeed in Denver. I think they have an obvious home field advantage always. When teams got to make the trip to Denver, it's going to be difficult. And I think Sean Payton's just a different kind of leader, and he's going to get them to play 10-7 football, just missing the playoffs, in my prediction. I definitely am high on the Broncos this year. Broncos country, Tyler, let's ride. I'm going opposite of you on this one. Then in second place, Kellen Moore is a big addition for this offense. I have the Chargers going 11-6. I think he changes the strategy a little bit on the offensive side of the ball. You have a lot of weapons, and you can utilize Eckler in a lot of unique ways. And I think they're going to get the most out of their guys there in L.A. I got the Chargers going 11-6. I also am going to keep going with this take. It's like Tyler with the Raiders. I think Justin Herbert could win MVP this year. I'm just going to say Justin Herbert wins MVP every year because one of these years it's going to happen. Why not this year? And then in first place, it's the obvious selection. And like you, Nickel, you did the same thing as me last year. I doubted the Chiefs. I think the last time I checked, they won the Super Bowl. So I'm not going to doubt the Chiefs. I don't care if Kelsey's, you know, a little banged up. I'm sure he'll get out there eventually. They go 12-5. They have Patrick Mahomes, who's the best player in football. So that concludes the AFC side of things. We're going to move to a division that's very close to home for us, as we have two Bears fans on the panel and one cheesehead. It is the NFC North, and Nickel, lucky you get to go first here for our division.
Okay, so NFC North, you know, this is a very interesting division, I think, this year. I don't think really there's one dominant team in this division, my personal opinion, but I have the Bears and Packers both going 8-9. Just how my schedule worked out, I didn't plan it this way because I had both teams splitting and then going 3-3 in the division, but somehow the Packers had last place. So I have the Packers going last with 8-9, even the same record as the Bears, but team. Very, very young team. I don't think they really didn't sign any top heavy veterans, kind of offset that young, receiving core. And then, if their defense stays healthy, they could be a little bit better. But my thing is, like, if Rodgers' stats last year, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 64% passing, and a QB rating of 92. Will Love have those numbers? That's a big question, especially with those receivers. He might, but, Allen Lazard was your number one receiver last year. You lost him. I know Christian Watson's going to finally come into that role, but I just really can't see this team this year going over 500. Next year, if Love works out, definitely. I think, they are, I think, one of the three youngest teams in the NFL, but just can't see it happening this year. Then my Bears, 8-9 also, same thing. Think they're on the rise. I still have questions on the offensive line. You think they did enough in the off seasons, but Nate Davis has been banged up. Tevin Jenkins, our best offensive lineman last year in PFF, he started on the IR. He's going to miss the first four games. Darnell Wright, a lot of first round rookie tackles, don't play well in their first year. So offensive line is still a concern. I think their defense is going to be definitely better than last year. It better be. But I think their secondary is still young. You know, hopefully I want to see Justin Fields take that next step, but I do not expect him to be even come close to the playoffs. I wouldn't say not come close, but maybe a couple weeks they'll have.
I was going to say hunt. 8 wins is close.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be like in the hunt, but I do not expect them to make the playoffs here. I think they're 1 year away. You still have a lot of cap space last year. You're going to have 2 first-round picks. I like the direction this team's going. I just don't think it's going to be the year. Second place, I have the Vikings at 9-8. This is a 500 team. Last year, somehow, they won the close games. They had 13 wins. They had a negative point differential. First team, I think, in NFL history, they had 13 wins with a negative point differential. And then 2 years ago, they lost all the close games and did make the playoffs. And so I think they're a 500 team. And I have them on the upper hand of that with Jefferson, Kirk Cousins. You know, you have Madison. He's a serviceable back. Their defense is nothing to write home about, so only 9 wins. And then I'm not on the Lions hype train, but I still think they're going to win the division, but only with 10 wins. I think this division is going to be really freaking close all year long. I really think it is. Just how everybody's schedule will play out. But I don't think the Lions did enough on defensively because they were one of the worst in the country last year in the NFL. But, you know, their offense has serviceable weapons. But is Jared Goff going to play like he did last year? That's when they went on that run. Jared Goff was amazing. I just can't see him doing that again. So I only have him at 10 wins, but still winning the division.
Our divisions are almost identical. Just wait till you hear the records I have for the NFC North. Because I agree. I think this is going to be one of the more competitive in the division kind of races going on here. Because if you told me any one of these teams, I think, can win the division. Call me crazy. I think the Bears can win the division. I think the Packers could.
They have a chance. I don't think they will, but they could. I think everybody has a chance here.
I wouldn't write them off is what I'm saying. None of these teams are going to be out of the hunt. They're going to be in the thick of it, which leads me to a big improvement. If you go off of last year, my last place team, the Chicago Bears, I have them going 8-9. Obviously, they have a last place schedule, so it is pretty favorable. It all really just revolves around Justin Fields, man. You got to get some kind of progression from him. You got to build confidence in the kid. And I, like we were saying last year on podcast, they have to protect Justin Fields, which they didn't do. And I don't think they addressed it well enough. You know, I think there was other guys out there they could have grabbed. So I have them drastically improving. I think they had, what, 3 wins last year? Was it 3?
3 wins. They were 3-4 at one point.
So three wins came in the first 5 games.
Going up 5 wins is a huge success for this team. Like you said, Nicole, I think they're 1 year away. In third place in all three of these teams, yes, I have 3 NFC North teams in the playoffs, is the Minnesota Vikings going 9-8. Nicole said, this is the definition of a 500 ball club. I think they got worse. They have one of the most electrifying players in the game, Justin Jefferson. He's going to help. But without Dalvin Cook, I don't think the offense is going to cook. I think he was the battery. I like Alexander Mattison, but I don't think he's what Dalvin Cook is. So I have them taking a step back. Like you said, they're not going to win those close games like they did every single game last year. I have the Vikings going 9-8. Then in second place, I have the Green Bay Packers. A lot of people are going to call me a homer. Wouldn't be the first time. Won't be the last. But if you look at the Packers' schedule, there's a lot of winnable games out there. If you notice what Jordan Love was able to do, granted, it was preseason. You're playing against second and third stringers. He looked competent out there. If Jordan Love is just average, the Packers go above 500. It's that simple. I think they have enough to succeed in this division. The defense, I wouldn't say it got better, but I still think it's strong. I believe in the Packers' defense. They are going to keep them in ball games throughout this entire year. They still have Aaron Jones, who is a great playmaker out of the backfield that they probably will use as a wide receiver one in some sets. And let's not forget about Rashawn Gary. I think he's one of the best edge rushers in football. He should get paid here very soon. I hope that happens. But I'm a Jordan Love believer. I'm not going to sit here and say we have our third Hall of Fame quarterback. But from what I've seen so far, I think he is capable. I'm not going to set high expectations. I have him going 9-8. In first place, like you, Nickel, not as high on the Lions as some. I have the Lions going 10-7. Jared Goff's the big question mark. Jahmyr Gibbs is an exciting piece now at running back for them. I love that offense. Don't forget about Jameson Williams. He didn't play much last year, but he was electric at Alabama. I just don't know about the defense quite yet. I am excited for Hutchinson in his second year. I think he takes another leap, so that's exciting for Lions fans. But I believe they're going to win their very first NFC North since the year Nickel and I were born in 1993. Wow. That is insane to think about, but this will be the second time, in our lives.
And it wasn't even called the North back then. It was the Central.
That's right.
So that, yeah, they've never won
the North.
They've never won the North. The Bucks have won a North more. The Bucks have won a division more recently than the Lions have.
That's tough. Yeah. Yikes. All right, Tyler, take it away.
All right, so in last place, we're almost all in agreement here. I know you, Nickel, is like a tiebreaker or whatever. I have the Bears in last. I got them at 8-9. That's a huge improvement. I can't deny.
We all
deny.
Have them at 8-9.
Yeah, everyone has them at 8-9. I feel like they're going to win some games. They're going to upset some teams. They're going to lose some games. They're going to win. So I feel like 8-9 is a perfect record for them. We've all said it.
But when I was going through the schedule, I saw too many wins for the Bears.
Dude, I got really homerish when I first started this. I think I had them like 11-6. I'm like, that's not fucking happening. And I started going back through their schedule, and I was like, yeah, this is a loss. They're gonna lose this game. They're definitely losing.
That would have been an ultimate T-Walk clip if he said 11-6 Bears on this podcast.
They got to protect Fields. They can go 11-6. Their schedule is easy enough. It's possible. Their defense is a problem though. If they find a way to get Chris Jones from Kansas City to start the season, like get him in by week two.
Yeah,
we're talking about a playoff team. We're talking about a playoff team now, not like
that's a dream.
It's a dream, but I think 8-9 is realistic. I just need to see growth from Justin Fields. If he does take a huge step, 8-9 is not the record they're going to be. They're going to be better than that. But I'm basing this off of what I saw last year, and he is just an average quarterback, but an elite athlete. That's what he is. But that can get you. That can win games for you in the NFL. Apparently now, but
their wide receivers were shit last year.
And also, their wide receivers were
DJ Moore. I think is going to make a huge difference.
They still are shit besides DJ Moore.
No, Darnell Mooney didn't even play.
He was injured last year.
Yeah.
And then Chase Claypool came within like 6 weeks left, and he
that's bigger trash.
So we'll see how he does. But I think it's a lot better than last year.
It is a lot. I think the offense is a lot better than last year. The defense is way better than last year because that defense was garbage.
It was terrible last year, yeah.
I have them tied with the third-place team, the Minnesota Vikings, at 8-9. Again, also, like you guys said, average.
500.
Definitely an average team.
Just one game difference than us.
I'm trying to figure out
his Packers record now. He's got me flabbergasted.
He's flabbergasted. I'll just go it. I don't like the Vikings. I think they're average. I think they can be worse than 8-9 as well. They won a lot of close games last year, so screw them. I'm done with them.
Me too.
And making the playoffs in second place as the second wild card into, I have the Green Bay Packers at 10-7.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are sleeping on their roster, and the fact that it's just like, okay, well, what can Jordan Love do? From what I've seen from Jordan Love in the minimal amount of throws he's had, he's been pretty good. They got a decent offensive line. I'm worried about their receivers, especially if one of them goes down. That's about
all. There's two down right now.
I know.
There's two on the injury report going into this.
Yeah, Watson and Dowles are both questionable, correct?
That's our 1-2 as well.
Yeah, so that's a problem. I don't like seeing that. They'll probably play Sunday. It's
Wednesday's a big skip day for players. They don't. Some don't risk it.
Again, Kyle said it too. Rashawn Gary is one of the better linebackers in the game. Kenny Clark's still there. They still have a good defense.
Jair. How did we forget about Jair?
And Jair Alexander. They still have a good defense. The only thing I'm concerned with is if Jordan Love is a turnover machine, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
So if he's forcing balls, like if he's looking like fucking Baker Mayfield, we got a problem.
Yeah.
But I still have them winning 10 games and going 10-7. I mean, they went 9-8 last year. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers not give it 8-9. Was it 8-9 or 9-8?
Yeah. 8-9.
So 2-win improvement, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers cared last year. And he had a broken thumb last year?
He had something going. It's probably posited.
Something with his thumb, and he just kept playing. That's not great for your throwing hand. So I still kind of wonder if that really affected the offense. But in first place, I'm on the Lions hype train. I have them going 11-6. I don't know why. I feel like this is a just not going to happen thing. They're not going to go 11-6. They're going to find a way to go 8-9 and disappoint all the Lions fans in the world. And the Packers or Vikings are going to win the division again because that's what the NFC North is for the last 20 years. So there we are. But I've liked what I saw from Jared Goff. I like their running game. They have a great offensive line. They're going to run the ball down people's fucking throats. And then when they get in the play action, they're going to throw it to Amon-Ra St. Brown and Marvin Jones, and they're going to kill people with their offense. They really need to work on their defense, though. If they get to the quarterback, they'll be fine. They added a couple of secondary pieces. They obviously lost some in the gambling scandal, but I do believe the Lions are for real, and they're going to go 11-6 this year.
Who would have thought it? Us three non-Lions fans picking the Lions to win the NFC North.
Which is gross.
The NFC West, I'm going to save for last because we're just going to go through that really fast because I think that division's absolutely terrible. And I'm going to go through this one really quick. This is for the NFC South. Another weaker division, really up for grabs. I could see any one of these teams winning the division as well. There usually is a team that goes from last to first, so maybe this is when the Falcons are able to do it. I don't think so, but here's my standings for the NFC North. I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being one of the worst teams in football, going 3-14. I just don't see it. I don't believe in Rashad White as a running back. Baker Mayfield's not the guy that's going to get you wins. Yes, they still got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, but if Baker can't hit them open, they're not going to succeed. So I have them going 3-14. I have the Falcons going 7-10. I think this is going to be a fun team to watch. Bijan Robinson, the addition there is going to be exciting. We'll see what Kyle Pitts can do. Hopefully he can take a step because we've been waiting for that step now ever since he got drafted. In second place, I have the Carolina Panthers also going 7-10. I just don't know what we're going to get out of Bryce Young. He's a very confusing guy to gauge right now. We didn't see much of him in preseason, but from what we did, it was just eh. If anything, it was bad. So if he's not good, they're going to be worse than 7-10. But I like the talent around him, so I have them winning 7 games. And then in first place, I have the Saints going 9-8. Derek Carr is now the quarterback. Kamara going to miss a few games. But I definitely think, if healthy, this is the best team in the NFC South, Tyler.
Yeah, for the NFC South, obviously another one of these divisions where it's just kind of up in the air. I think any of these teams can win the division, and some, because it could be one of these divisions where a 7-10 team can win. I can see that possibly happening. I don't think it's going to, but for the Bucs, I have them in last place at 4-13. I like their defense. Their offense is going to be shit. I don't trust their quarterbacks. They can surprise people, but I don't think it's going to happen. Carolina in third place at 4-13. I would really love this as a Bears fan. I think this is a Bears fan homer pick to get their pick.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. I forgot about that.
So, but I'm off the bandwagon. I think they had a good defense last year. Now I'm a little worried about what they have together. I don't think they're going to score many points either. So that's what worries me in general about them. In second place, I have the Atlanta Falcons at 5-12. So I have literally this entire
second place, 5-12.
This is what I'm saying. This entire division's ass.
You think the Falcons are going to be worse than last year?
I think so. I don't see it. You know, I just, there's no wins. I just kept looking at wins. I did the schedule thing. Let's just give it a break here. Okay. 5-12. I do like what they have with the running game, but obviously you got Bijan, Tyler Allgeier, who rushed for 1,000 yards last year. All the whole question comes down to is Desmond Ridder your quarterback or not?
Yeah.
Is Ridder your quarterback? We'll find out. And then in first place at 10-7, I have the Saints. Obviously getting a quarterback is going to stabilize that offense. Obviously Kamara's missing the first three games. Their schedule is super fucking easy, obviously, yeah, in this division as well. So I have them at 10-7 and winning the division, but I can see this division winner possibly with only 8 wins. And I think any of the 4 besides Carolina can win it.
I mean, I had the division winner winning 9 games. Nickel, let's go through this one pretty quick if you can.
Yeah, so I got, you know, Tampa last place, 3-14. Baker's going to suck it up. Evans is – he's getting older. He's on the wrong side of 30. Just can't see this team getting many wins. Carolina, I have 5-12. Bryce Young, rookie quarterback. Their offensive line is horrible. I really don't think he has weapons around him. I mean, D-Lind, he's going to get hurt. DJ Chark has an injury, you know, history. He just doesn't have it. Miles Sanders, I guess, but – and their defense is – really hasn't changed. So 5-12. Falcons, I actually have them having 9 wins. Desmond Ridder, if he's the least decent, I think this team has made a lot of offseason moves to get better. So I think they have a winning record. And then I like the Saints this year, you know, 11-6, get Derek Carr. I still think they have a great, you know, roster around them. Olave is going to take that next step. Apparently Michael Thomas is healthy. So we'll see how that goes. You know, once Kamara comes back, but they have Jamal Williams. He had over 1,000 yards last year and tons of touchdowns. And then, you know, Marshawn Lattimore in the defense, Honey Badger. I like this team. So I think they win the division easily going 11-6.
So we all have the Saints winning the NFC South, and division that should be pretty interesting. Like I said, you really could see every team besides the Bucks coming out with that divisional title. I'll start things off just to go a little quicker here through the NFC East. I have the Washington Commanders going 7-10. I just don't know about Sam Howell. It's a huge question mark. Terry McLaurin's banged up to start the season with a toe injury. Just a lot of question marks on this team. The defense was supposed to be good, but they weren't last year. They do have talent. It just hasn't been all put together. So maybe the enemy coming in will change things, but I have them going 7-10 in last place. Giants in third, 8-9. I just don't know about this team. I could see them. They have a high ceiling, in my opinion. They have a low floor. It really all depends on Daniel Jones, which I think Daniel Jones' running ability is very underrated. So if they can lean into that, he's got his money now. He can just focus in on playing. I have them going 8-9. I have the Philadelphia Eagles getting second place. This might surprise some people, but I have them going 11-6. It's hard to maintain success in the NFL. I'm not saying the Eagles are going to collapse and not make the playoffs. I think they're just going to take a little step back here. I love the talent of Jalen Hurts at QB. He's their leader. He's their dog. They're going to go. He goes. They go 11-6. And then in first place, I'm usually not a believer in the Cowboys. I have the Cowboys going 12-5. I think this is their year. Zeke is gone. It's now Tony Pollard show in the backfield. And I think that means more wins for Dallas. I love Dallas's weapons. Dak's got, he's just surrounded with talent there. And the defense has a guy named Micah Parsons, you might have heard of. He's pretty good at this football stuff. So I have the Cowboys winning the NFC East going 12-5. Tyler, I would go to you, but I want to give Nickel a chance to speak second since I've been starting these things off. So Nickel, I'll go to you here next.
Yeah, I also have Washington in last place. You know, they went 500 last year. They actually had 8-8-1. They had a tie. I really don't think there's going to be a huge turnover from last year. I think Sam Howell will be decent enough to get them 8 wins. So I like their, you know, their defense played all right last year, but if the secondary is really young, I still think they could get 8 wins though. And then the Giants, I do have them just sneaking into the last wild card spot, going 9-8 in the NFC. You know, they showed it last year. You know, DeBall is a great coach. Daniel Jones, you know, he hasn't running. He played pretty decent last year. I think they got better receivers this year. You know, the defense, I think, is one of the top 15 defenses in the NFL. I think they can make the playoffs again. Second place, Cowboys, 11-6. I think losing Kellen Moore as an offensive coordinator is kind of going to hurt their offense a little bit. But I really like their defense this year. I think their defense could be a top 5 in the NFL. So I still have them making the playoffs. They have the last 3 years. So, and the Eagles, I have them going 12-5. I think this is going to be very, very similar team than last year. Jalen Hurts. I think, you know, with the weapons he has around him, great offensive line. You have A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith. I think he's going to do the same thing he did last year. And I think that defense really hasn't changed too much where they're, you know, going to drop off a lap. So I still have them getting the 1 seed in the NFC and winning that division.
All right. For me in the NFC East and last, I actually agree with everyone. I have the Commanders at 6-11. Just not a lot of wins on the schedule. I don't trust Sam Howell. I think they can be frisky, just like they were last year at 8-8-1. But there's too much talent on their roster. There's too much talent in their schedule right now to get them above, I don't know, 9 wins. So I don't see that happening at all. In third place, I have the New York Giants at 8-9. I think Brian Daboll did a great job last year, and he's going to continue to do a great job. But with a harder schedule, I do not trust them to get into the playoffs. In second place, I have the Dallas Cowboys at 12-5. They're going to be a top 5 defense. They're going to have a run-focused offense, and they're going to keep limiting turnovers from Dak. So I have them going in. I have them in second place again. But in first place, I have the Eagles at 12-5. So it's going to be decided by a tiebreaker. I think they have the one of the best rosters in the NFL. Their offense is only going to get better. Jalen Hurts didn't play quarterback in the fourth quarter last year at all because they were kicking teams' ass. So I just think they're just going to be better overall, and I think they're going 12-5. They might lose more games this year, but they're going to be a better, more complete team. And that's it for the NFC East. All right. We got one more division.
We do got one more, NFC West, which in my opinion,
the shit division.
is the worst. Yeah, the worst division. The shit division is probably the better way to word it in football. You're on the clock, and you are taking Caleb Williams with the first overall pick. Kyler's not even going to be playing. They're not even going to force him to go out there because they're intentionally tanking. Their coach speaks like he's speaking to children. I don't like him. Where's the dog? And that man can't find him. So they're going to, 2-15. I just,
Josh Dobbs.
Yeah. Holy hell. Josh Dobbs has the same haircut as me. So, you know, it's not going to end well. In the third place team, we got the Rams going 4-13, another team that just is on the decline. They won their Super Bowl. They got the ring, but Cooper Kupp's not playing now. He could miss more than 4 weeks. Who knows? They just don't have it anymore. So I have them going 4-13. The Seahawks, I think they're taking a step back. I am not a believer in Geno Smith. I think he comes back down to reality. I think they're going to have to rely heavy on the running game of Kenneth Walker. And what's their backup that's potentially going to steal some carries?
Zach Charbonnet.
Charbonnet, yep.
I didn't know how to pronounce it. I knew.
Pour me a glass of Charbonnet, everybody.
Marvin Gaye and Charbonnet. Yeah, I have the Seahawks going 7-10. Don't like them this year. And then first place by default. They are a good team. I'm not going to discredit them, but they are going to benefit from playing in this division. San Francisco 49ers going 11-6. Nick Bosa just got re-signed, highest played defensive player in the history of the NFL, so congrats to him. There's talent everywhere. Christian McCaffrey's there for a full season. It's going to be fun to watch. I have the Niners going 11-6 and winning the West. Tyler, what about you?
So the bottom two teams are interchangeable. You can take with it as you will. I don't want to talk about them that much. I have the Cardinals going 1-16 and getting Caleb Williams.
One win.
I don't see them winning any games. Yeah. So hard. I can see them going 0-17, but the Rams are just as bad. They don't have a roster really. It's Aaron Donald, Matt Stafford, and an injured Cooper Kupp. What else do you have besides Sean McVay? You can't
very. There's a lot of rookies on that team too.
There's 35 undrafted free agents. They're going 2-15 or worse than the Cardinals. They're both going to be the worst. They're going to be the top two worst teams in the league. That's for
maybe sure. Rams get Caleb Williams.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's a possibility, but they're going to have to shut down staff. If Stafford's not having a good year, they're going to shut him down. They're going to put Stenson Bennett in. That's what's going to happen. In second place and sneaking into the playoffs at 9-8 once again. The Seattle Seahawks, I like their offense. I think they're very underrated. I think they're going to win more games just like last year than people expect.
I'm with you
and
on that.
And their defense is getting better. And Pete Carroll's a very good coach.
I think the roster's better as a whole.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks are definitely making the playoffs. But in first place, the best roster in the NFL, besides the quarterback position, is the San Francisco 49ers.
Good recovery there, Tyler.
As the top overall seed at 13-4. Whole year of Christian McCaffrey, like Kyle said, Debo Samuel bounce back year, George Kittle bounce back year, more consistent Brock Purdy. And if that doesn't work out, apparently Shanahan likes Sam Darnold. So here we are. And their defense is crazy. The only thing I worry about is how the effect of D'Amico Ryans leaving that defense will have on their defensive schemes. So we'll see what happens early on. You can probably tell if they're going to be the best team in the NFL or they're going to get they're going to sneak into the playoffs at, 10-7 and the Seahawks are going to win the division. I can see that happening, but I still have them at 13-4 and the best team in the NFC.
Cardinals, Rams. I mean, they're terrible. I think they're both going to get two or three wins. I think they're actually going to both race to try to get Caleb Williams because I think Stafford's on his last leg. So I don't really want to talk too much about them. But I'm with you, Tyler. Seahawks got better as a whole. It's just if Geno Smith can be that quarterback like it was last year, I think this is a playoff team. I have them getting at least 10 wins. Getting Witherspoon in the draft, getting JSN in the draft. They got a lot of free agents. I think this defense is actually going to be pretty good. So I like the Seahawks getting into the playoffs. And then, of course, San Francisco, they have the roster. It's just all about Brock Purdy. Is he going to be that, magical guy he was last year being, Mr. Irrelevant and doing that? If not, then 49ers might be in trouble. But, they have a great roster, so maybe he could pick that quarterback play up. But if they had a great, top 15 quarterback, easily probably a Super Bowl team. So like the 49ers to get the second seed in my NFC playoffs.
Well, speaking of seedings, Nickel, let's go down. You tell me your playoff teams for each conference and then just give me straight up your Super Bowl prediction.
Okay, so let's go to AFC first. Like I said, last wild card spot, I have the Jets sneaking in. The sixth spot, I have the Ravens. Fifth spot, I have the Chargers. And then my division winners, I have the fourth seed as for the Jaguars, third seed Bills, second seed Bengals, and, of course, the Chiefs I still have to put at one. And then I have the Bengals coming out of the AFC. I think it's really the Bengals' year. They've been so close. I think it's the year they get it done, go to the Super Bowl. NFC, I have the Giants as my last wild card sneaking in as the seventh seed. My sixth seed, I had, that's how they were last year. So, and I think the NFC is really weak. Seahawks is my other another wild card team is the sixth seed. Fifth, I have the Cowboys. And then my division winners, Lions at the fourth seed, Saints is the third seed, second seed. I have the 49ers because I think the Eagles, even though I have the same record, will be the one seed. And I'm taking the Eagles again in the Super Bowl. So, and I have Eagles, Bengals. And like I said, I think it's the Bengals' year. So I have the Bengals winning the Super Bowl this year. I'm on the Bengals.
Wow, way to go out on a limb with going with the two favorites.
Well, guess what? The last 3 years has been pretty much the favorites. And the Chiefs, I didn't like the Chiefs last year, and they won the Super Bowl. So I can't do it. I like those favorites. I really like the Bengals and Eagles this year.
That's fair. All right, Tyler, what are your playoff teams and what's your Super Bowl looking like?
So in the AFC, I have the Bengals as the seventh seed, the Chargers as the sixth seed, the Bills as the five, the Ravens as the four, Jags as the three, Chiefs as the two, and the Jets as the one. Chiefs and in that, I have the Jets winning the AFC and coming out of that. Whoa. Yeah.
Damn, really high. You're flying high in the Jets.
And in the first round, because obviously the Bengals are going to be playing the Chiefs, I have the Chiefs losing in the first round of the playoffs.
Ooh.
Because they're playing the Bengals. I mean, that's how crazy the AFC is right now. So, and then in the NFC, I have the Seahawks as the seven, the last wild card, the Packers as the second wild card, as the sixth seed, the five seed Cowboys, four seed Saints, three seed Lions, two seed Eagles, and one seed 49ers. And I have the Eagles coming out of the NFC in a rematch over the Niners, and I have them winning the whole thing. I have the Eagles winning the Super Bowl this year over the Jets.
Eagles and the Jets. Okay.
Yeah, all dark green Super Bowl.
Green flying stuff. Just green is what Tyler's going with right here.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go different here, people. We're going to have some fun with Gex's picks here right here. AFC, number one seed, Bengals, Chiefs, number two, Dolphins, three, Jags, four, Chargers, five, Bills, six, and Jets, seven. I have the Miami Dolphins coming out of the AFC representing that conference in the Super Bowl. Let's get weird. I'm not going with the Bengals. That's the popular pick, even though I think that's going to happen. I'm not going with the Chiefs. I totally think the Bengals.
Yeah, if you're putting your money on it, are you putting the Dolphins money? Are you putting money on the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl? Okay.
No. For this show, I'm picking the Dolphins, but my brain says Bengals. So put that on the record. So I have the Dolphins coming out of the AFC. On the NFC, the number one overall seed is the Cowboys, two, the Niners, three, the Lions, and then we have the Saints, Eagles, Packers, and Vikings. In the NFC Championship game, I have the Cowboys facing off against their divisional rival, the Eagles. And I have the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Finally getting over the hump.
Wow, you're on the Cowboys.
Making it to the Super Bowl. That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, the team that's going to win the 2024 Super Bowl is the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. Yep, I am on the Dak train.
The world would explode.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, people. I'm putting it out there, unfortunately. I know we don't like the Cowboys, but, man, I love Tony Pollard. I love that offense. And my boy Mike McCarthy is going to bring home another Lombardi.
That's how it's right there.
That's how the season's going to happen. I was going to crumble this up, but I kind of want to take a picture. Maybe we can compare and keep track of our records. I would like to do some sort of competition. We should, right?
I mean, I have it saved in my computer. I took pictures of the Ross, the records. So,
Nick, you got everything saved?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll reevaluate after the season, and maybe we'll tweet out on our account the one tweet of the year, the standings of our predictions.
It's not like we're doing that game by game like we did, like, what, three years ago? That was
we're not atrocious. Doing that shit.
Gave us one of the best pitchers of all time, though. Let's not forget.
It did. We got the Bakke picture with shaved everything. Absolutely shaved. It'd be easy for Tyler and I to shave our heads now, and it wouldn't be a big deal.
We'd shaved, be in.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Yeah. See? Don't need to. Nicole, any final remarks before we sign off? We are 24 hours away from the end of the season.
That's crazy. I keep forgetting it's tomorrow, but looking forward to it. I'll be at my first ever Bears Packers game this Sunday, so I can't wait for that. It's going to be electric. Jim Cornelison singing the national anthem, so that's got to get everybody hyped up. But yeah, really looking forward to football. It's finally here, ready to go. And I'm hopefully the Bears are just somewhat kind of in the middle just to have something to look forward to next year.
Whatever you say, Nicole. Hopefully they shit the bed like they usually do. Tyler, why don't you wrap this thing up and send us home?
As always, for Family Divided Podcast, our special guest, Zach Nicol, once again in the NFL preview.
Sorry, I forgot.
Wow.
This is the official final broadcast in the history of OTSN. I want to take this moment to personally thank everybody that contributed, everybody that listened, anybody that wrote, anybody that bought a t-shirt for the Overtime Sports Network. It's greatly appreciated. It was a passion project started off by Tyler and myself. I kind of took the reins of it after a couple of years, let's be honest. It really was just my baby. It just came to a point where the interest wasn't there. We're all getting older. Life gets busier. So the main event, Wrestling Podcast Network from here on out. So thanks, everybody, for your continued support. Yeah, I can't even talk. I can't talk right now, guys, because I'm getting emotional about OTSN ending. Tyler, just send us home, please.
For one last time on the Overtime Sports Network podcast, for a Family Divided podcast, I'd like to thank our special guest, Zach Nicol, for joining us once again. And
you're
thank
welcome.
You to our cousin, for my cousin, Kyle Gagliardi, for doing all the work, keeping OTSN as alive as it could be into 2023. And good luck in your future endeavors in the main event.
Thank you.
Wrestling podcast. I am Tyler Walk. Everyone, have a good night.
See ya.